HarperCollins presents Silenced, the shocking true story of a young girl too afraid to speak, by Rosie Lewis, read by Madeline Gould. Confidentiality. My main consideration when sharing my experience of fostering is to protect the identity of the children I care for. That's why some details in the following case have been changed, as well as names and locations. The rest is a true account of my time with the Powell family. I shy away from using the word evil, because we're all a product of many factors over which we have little or no control. The abuse in this case, however, was so calculated and sadistic that it's hard to think of any other way to describe it, or to find empathy in my heart for the perpetrator. One of the lessons I've learned in the last 2 decades of fostering is that abused children are often highly skilled at masking their pain. I hope that by shining a light into dark places, we'll get better at recognising the telltale signs of a child in crisis. It's nice to think that this insight might also inspire some readers to embark on their own fostering journey. Fostering has its challenges, but the wonderful young people who have come through our door over the years have changed our lives immeasurably for the better. Chapter 1. The book flies through the air, seemingly out of nowhere. I dodge out of the way, thinking for one disorientating moment that I'm the intended target. Shrinking behind the straggly bush growing over the Powell's front gate, I tighten my coat around myself and squint up at the small terraced house in front of me. A curtain shivers at the open first floor window. Another book shoots through the gap. It hits the slush-covered pavement with a thud, quickly followed by a yellow plastic truck. Raised voices reach my ears. My heart quickens as a tall figure flits into view. A series of low thumps follows. The scant details in the profile I've been given about the family on the other side of the walls come to mind as my eyes run over the rusted guttering and peeling paintwork. 2-year-old Louis is first to my thoughts. I hope he's nowhere near the gaping window. He and his siblings, Bartley, 10, 9-year-old Caitlin, and Ethan, 6, had been identified as Children in Need, CIN, a couple of years ago, after Bartley lashed out at his sister so violently that she needed treatment in A&E. A child in need is a replacement of the old at-risk term that was seen by many as pejorative. Children are classified as CIN if a family assessment reveals that their development is likely to be impaired without targeted intervention. Social services have a duty to safeguard and promote the welfare of CIN with the external provision of services. It doesn't always work, and in the Powell's case, a recent crisis brought everything to a head. 2 nights ago, police received an anonymous tip-off that the children had been left home alone. Their mother, Bonnie Powell, was sectioned under the Mental Health Act after being found wandering the icy late February streets, half-dressed and stoned in the early hours. Julie and Ryan Chambers, Bonnie's mother and stepfather, quickly stepped into the breach, but supervision has been deemed necessary while they are assessed as kinship carers. Q, a specialist foster carer from the recently implemented Mockingbird scheme. Besides offering social workers a window into how well the Powells function as a family, my task is to offer non-judgmental support to Julie and Ryan while they adjust to their new responsibilities. Signposting them to services that might help them negotiate the tricky weeks ahead and acting as a single point of contact with social services will hopefully aid communication. By reducing pressure on the family, we're mitigating the risk of the children coming into full-time care. That's the idea, anyway, provided I can make it safely into the house, that is. When I've reassured myself that there are no further missiles in flight, I pick my way cautiously over the books and toys littering the front path. I'm about to knock on the door when a scowling, ferrety-looking man yanks it open. He slams it to a close just as he registers my presence. "Fuck," he says.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?